African Americans moved out of bondage and into freedom with stories wrapped in songs. These spirituals held the cries and the hallelujahs of a people rising and falling as they moved beyond the shackles of slavery. It's Wade in the Water, a 26-part series on African American sacred music traditions. Listen on NPR Music and NPR One.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. We're halfway through the year, Mr. Hilton, and you know what time that is.
Yeah, first of all, that was fast.
Yeah.
So
you
fast.
You mean how I talk too fast?
Yeah,
you want me to do it again?
Could you slow it down? No, I just can't believe the six-month mark.
Yes, 6 months indeed. And we're going to do our listener picks for their favorite new artists of the year. So far,
we put out a call for people to vote in our online poll. This is, you know, not super scientific. This is roughly the top 10 most mentioned new artists of the year. We'll start at number 10 and we'll work our way to the number one most mentioned new artist, the one that listeners picked the most in our poll. And we'll throw in a couple of our own along the way.
And just quick, new artist defined as like debut album in 2019. That would be a certain new quote-unquote artist.
Right. They either put out their full-length debut album or if they haven't had one of those yet, their first EP or first single out this year. And we're going to start the show off at number 10, J.S. Andara. This is a singer-songwriter originally from Kenya. You put him on the show last fall, and his album is called Tales of America. He now lives in St. Paul, and this record is just fantastic. He really just nails the freewheeling spirit of classic acoustic Americana music, sort of in the spirit of Bob Dylan or Paul Simon.
Which is why he went to Minnesota in the first place, the home of Mr. Dylan.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, let's hear.
Let's listen to the song American Dream. This is the opening cut.
Don't you come down without a sword or a gun. For the gold and the silver you're searching is hidden out there underground. But there's a beast on the cloak guarding against the foe. And the ghost from the river, she won't let you get any close. It was just an American dream. It was just an American.
And we'll put full cuts up online, but we want to get through a lot of stuff today. And this is it points to what he is all about, coming from another country, coming to America, and just embracing the country and the songs and the sorts of music made more here in America than his home.
Yeah, J.S. Andara, some listeners wrote comments about the music that they love and the artists that they picked. And Mark, a listener named Mark from Highland, New York, says about the J.S. Andara record, beautiful, honest songwriting. This album doesn't necessarily break new ground, but it reminds us of what's at the root of why music moves us so much. And I think that's true. I think very honest, powerful songwriting on Tales of America from J.S. Andara.
And that would be true of our next artist in terms of powerful songs. I know for you and I, Stella Donnelly and her music is incredibly powerful, and she sings with an intense message.
Yeah, she comes in at number 9 on the listener poll results, and she's someone we've been following for a couple of years, so it seems kind of funny maybe to some people to say she's a new artist, but she did put out her debut full-length album called Beware of the Dogs that came out in March. She just has this talent for writing songs that are so eviscerating, and she does it with the biggest smile. It's, you know, and she takes on things like sexism and assault and the power imbalance between men and women, and it's all done with this charm offensive.
What are we going to play?
Let's hear the song Tricks from her record Beware of the Dogs, Tricks from Stella Donnelly. I mean, you even hear her there sort of laughing as she's talking about a really horribly broken person, right? And she just is the smiling assassin, just that wonderful smile in these eviscerating songs. This album, Beware of the Dogs, debut full-length from Stella Donnelly, came out in March.
Let's go loud, brash, and go to Dublin. And we'll play Fontaine's D.C. I don't know if you've ever seen Fontaine's D.C.
I haven't. No.
But here is someone that I am certain, I'm making this up, of course, but in certain, quote-unquote, who drinks more coffee than you.
No.
Yep. And perhaps he doesn't chain smoke cigarettes, but the singer, Grian Chatton, he just paces fiercely on the stage as he's getting ready to sing, and
just
it's unnerving. It's
up.
Completely unnerving. And the band behind him and the music, the thrusting music that behind him, just it's all one big ball of fire. What are we going to play from Fontaine's D.C.?
How about the song Too Real?
You hear that kind of ticking at the top.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
But just imagine it live, right?
Oh, yeah. The way you described him reminds me of Joe Talbot, the lead singer for Idols, the way he kind of just prowls the stage, pumping his fist up and down like right. He's about ready to just explode before your very eyes.
The two bands are on tour, by the way.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Which is just quite a match. Perfect. Fontaine's D.C. is the band. We're going through favorite new artists of the year so far.
As selected by our listeners in an online poll.
And what are we doing next?
Well, from Fontaine's D.C., that was number 8. Let's go to number 7, Sasami. This was one of my favorite records of the year, Sasami Ashworth. She played keys in the band Cherry Glazer for a while, and she put out her self-titled debut album in March. And it's a very personal record all about the end of a relationship and how she came to realize that the pain that you feel at that kind of loss is universal. It's something that everybody goes through. And she realizes through the course of this record that she's not alone in the world because this sort of hurt is so universal. Sasami is the name of her record, self-titled, and the song that I'd like to play is Morning Comes.
Morning comes.
You know what it is? It's if the band Television made a record with Stereolab. That's what it sounds like to me. Those two sounds coming together. Some of the repetitive rhythms, some of the little kinds of things she's doing on guitar, but then her voice really reminds me of.
But it'll be very late at night, because there's something, even though there's like the biting guitar and stuff, there's something very subtle about the choruses don't kick in as much
right.
as they sort of unfold.
That's true,
happen
yeah.
happen gently. And
yeah,
I like.
Yeah. Yeah, Sasami, self-titled album, came out in early March of this year. That was in at number 7. Number 6 on the poll results, Lil Nas X, young rapper from Atlanta. He put out, I mean, everybody's heard this song now. He self-released the song Old Town Road back in December. Didn't really take off until this year. It ended up on the Billboard Hot Country Singles list, but they booted it off the list because they decided that it didn't really fit the country genre. In April, Billy Ray Cyrus parachuted in and said, I'll do a version of the song with you. It gets back on the country list and also on the Hot 100 chart, went to number 1. There have since been multiple remixes of the song, and Lil Nas X has since signed with Columbia Records, and he has his debut EP coming out this Friday on the 21st. But the song, the remix, Old Town Road remix with Billy Ray Cyrus is an unstoppable force. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Nah, nobody tell me nothing.
Like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
I love this song so much. It is so funny, and it has this unmistakable beat and bass line and the rhythm of the voices. I think it works so well. Lil Nas X with Billy Ray there. And Old Town Road, the remix, number 6 most mentioned new artist in our listener poll.
Do we get to pick one?
We do get to pick one. Do you want to do yours now, Bob? Do you want to pick one? I could pick one, or you could pick one.
I think I want to pick one.
Okay, you go. You know what? You've earned it.
I'm going to pick a band called Patio. We played them on the show earlier this year. Lars Godrich turned me on to them. I have been in love with their album. It's a debut album. They're Brooklyn Trio. There's certainly like late 70s, early 80s punkiness to them. I know you don't love speak singing, but the way they do speak singing, because there's certainly singing choruses and stuff in the group Patio, but they're almost thought balloons in the way that they come off in their songs. Let's play a song called Vile Bodies. And let's play the whole thing. It's only 2 minutes. Okay?
I will allow
you're
it.
Okay?
I will allow
all right,
it.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Should have guessed that these shells weren't plastic. Trying still careless, must have smashed it against the wall. Didn't hear the shards fall. Million tiny pieces lodged against the back of my skull. Heel of my hand looks like it's split.
This piece of glass feels great. Skin.
Patio's a band. The album's called Essentials. You know, I wish we had time for your pick, but we probably should take a break, don't you think?
Maybe we can do it when we get back.
Let's see how the break goes.
Okay, we'll play it by ear.
And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, creators of the Yeti microphone. Ready to record that song, start a podcast, or launch your YouTube channel? Blue is here to help you tell your story and build your audience. Visit bluedesigns.com/NPR for special pricing. Raise your voice with Blue. Support also comes from The Jump, a new MailChimp original podcast. Listen as host Shirley Manson sits down with some of the most influential musicians of the last two decades, including Big Boi, Perfume Genius, and Courtney Love, to discuss the song that represents their artistic moments of truth and the impact that song had on both their careers and their lives. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan here with Robin Hilton. We're talking about favorite new artists of the year so far. Robin, you know, I had my pick and I'm feeling good after the break.
Yeah, feeling generous?
Yeah.
My pick for best new artist, one of my favorite new artists of the year so far, Sir Baby Girl, had a record out in February called Crush on Me. This is the musical project of Kelsey Hogue. One of the best shows, if not maybe the best show, I saw at South by Southwest this year.
I missed this one.
Oh, you didn't see Sir Baby Girl? Wow. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of positive uplift and good fun and energy in her music. Her album is called Crush on Me. Let's hear a song called Flirting with Her. And the live show for Sir Baby Girl, she's got dancers on stage with her, very flamboyant and
she's
colorful.
Doing all the music?
It's her, and then, like, I think she had a drummer with her.
Okay.
Yeah, her own guitar. It's also an album that I think just refuses to be any one thing. It'll be like bubblegum pop one minute, and then it'll just take this turn to more punk garage rock. There's even some 80s synth pop sounds on this record that I can abide from Sir Baby Girl. The album Crush on Me. Should we go to number five, the top five most mentioned new artists in our favorite new artist poll? Number five is Jade Bird, the English singer-songwriter from Hexham in northern England. This is one of our NPR Music partner station's favorite artists of the year. They've loved her and followed her for a while now.
She put that 2017 EP that we played as well.
Yeah, that's right. And she was a slingshot artist, which it's a station series where they follow new and emerging talent. Anyway, she had her debut full-length record, a self-titled record, Jade Bird, out on April 19th. Let's listen to a song from that one called Lottery.
I was 19 then, you were 23. We stayed in number 4 Ferdinand Street. We spent 5 talking about our lives, but we talked like that about 1,000 times. You used to tell me that love is a lottery and you got your numbers and you're betting on me. You used to
great earworm from Jade Bird,
totally.
The song Lottery. A listener wrote in about this one saying, I saw her open for Hozier this year. She's very petite, has this sweet British accent, and is full of gratitude. She walked out on stage with only an acoustic guitar and slayed these very angsty, angry, sometimes aggressive songs. It threw me completely, and I loved it. That's from Lindsay in Oklahoma, one of the listeners who voted for Jade Bird as her favorite new artist of the year. So far.
Our next artist, it's hard to think of as a new artist because these are veterans. This is Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst and the Better Oblivion Community Center, which is ranking up there as probably my favorite record so far. Aldous Harding, a couple of them that are right up there that I listen to more than anything else. Hard to pick a song from this record because they're all so good. But what a pairing this was, and what a beautiful surprise.
One of the year's big surprises, too. Yeah.
Yeah. How about if we play the song Exception to the Rule?
You need an occupation to warrant a vacation without anticipation, nothing satisfactory. I came out here to check out.
Hard to pull this one down.
Yeah, wow.
They sort of do complement one another. And then there's, there's the energy of the music that they both make. But the harmonies, which when I think of their voices individually, I wouldn't think would work here. But both Connor and Phoebe do push and complement one another on this record. And I think that's what makes it so strong.
Yeah, I hope it's not just a one-off for them.
I hope not either, but boy, they're busy people.
Yeah.
Better Oblivion Community Center.
Came out in January, the end of January.
Yeah, really kicked off the year beautifully. I'm going to go to Nilufer Yanya.
She comes in at number 3, the third most mentioned.
I was really thrilled by this.
Yeah.
We've been playing her music for a bit. We did a little South by Lullaby. Was that 2018? At South by Southwest with her. She's got a flair of jazz to her. Her dad is Turkish, and I think some of that blends into her music. But then she's one of those artists that make hooky music that I love.
Yeah.
It's not all hooky music do I love. So how about let's play In Your Head from Miss Universe, Nilufer Yanya.
The name of her album, by the way, is Miss Universe.
She
is not Miss Universe. Miss Universe, Nilufer Yanya.
I'm
So glad she's finding an audience for her music, because this is just fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes it gets really smooth and stuff, and sometimes it gets really cutting like that. Those chords.
Yeah, yeah.
They come off as power chords, but there's all these,
detuned. I don't know. She may be using an alternate tuning on this guitar, too. I'm not sure, but I hear you.
So what could possibly be better than that?
Well, you want to just end it there? Not do these last two?
There will be a few upset humans.
Okay, coming in number two, and she was pretty far ahead of everyone after number two, Maggie Rogers. And another artist, it might seem funny to call her a new artist, because we've been following her for a couple years now. We had her at a Tiny Desk 2 years ago. But she has just released her debut full-length album. It came out in January, called Heard
It. What was she doing?
She's touring, Maggie, and writing music, putting out songs, but didn't get to her first full-length record until just this January, called Heard It in a Past Life. Let's listen to this just really buoyant song called Light On.
Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. Would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom, had to figure it out. With everyone around me saying, you must be so happy now. Oh, you keep preaching.
I don't know. I find it hard not to smile listening to this and this whole record. I really loved it, from Maggie Rogers, called Heard It in a Past Life. And the listener, Mary in San Jose, California, wrote in saying about Maggie Rogers. She said, she's so authentic. She doesn't need anything flashy. She still shops at thrift shops. She's so gracious to her fans, and above all, has an amazing voice and music that speaks to your soul. Maggie Rogers and her album Heard It in a Past Life, the second most mentioned album in our listener poll.
The number one might be obvious, but before we get there, before we get to Miss Obvious, there are two artists that were mentioned quite a bit but didn't qualify. So I don't want to ignore Lizzo, because she's just this force of nature in 2019, but she's put out an album before, so didn't qualify. The other one?
Was Rosalia, the singer Rosalia, also got mentioned a lot, but her album actually came out last year, and she also had stuff out before this year, too.
But the number one artist of the year.
By a landslide. I mean, it wasn't even remotely close. Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish, a young singer from L.A. She's still just 17 years old, living at home, making music with her brother, Phineas O'Connell. Much of her music is all about battling inner demons. The music is often very dark and twisted, but has found an audience that adores her. And her debut full-length record, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, came out in March, the end of March. not surprised to see her at number one at all, because it is a really incredible record.
What did you do when you were 17?
I was probably having one long panic attack about what I was going to do with my life when my parents booted me out of the house after graduation.
Awesome.
We got a lot of listener comments about the Billie Eilish album. This one's from Lisa in Oregon. She says, Billie is redefining the entire music industry in so many ways, starting a career streaming instead of auditioning for labels, recording at home with her brother, giving a giant middle finger to the trope that American girl singers have to have a body at least equal to their voice to succeed, and to developing both a well-rounded artist. Watch any of her early interviews and see a rebel who knows exactly who she is, making the world conform to her instead of it making her in its own image. And by the way, I'm 56 years old. That's what Lisa from Oregon says about Billie Eilish.
That's perfect. So what are we going to go out on?
Should we do Bad Guy? That is such a slick song.
Yeah, fantastic.
Bad Guy from Billie Eilish.
So we'll put the top 10. You'll hear all the songs up online in full. And thanks for participating, everybody.
Hold on tight. The next 6 months are going to go really fast, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
She sees, but maybe it's 'cause I'm wearing your cologne.